I have a neighbor with a Japanese cherry tree in his front yard. It's always been a bit of a bellwether for me. When the blossoms start coming out on his tree, I know spring is almost here. Walking by a few days ago, there they were. The buds were trying to sprout and welcome a new season. We had a good run at winter this year, but enough is enough. This isn't Calgary after all. While we get to witness the start of a new season, the rest of the country is mired in cold and snow, which makes perfect sense for the coldest night of the year, CNOY. For us, well, it's not really that cold, but it's still something we should be concerned about. CNOY is a fundraiser for local charity partners across the country, helping to raise money to help people who are struggling with day-to-day living. So many people deal with hurt, hunger and homelessness across the country, and the rapid increase in inflation only makes it worse. Food banks have seen significant increases in demand. These charities help those who need it most. In our area, the local charity partner is DeltaSyst. It's a 2 or 5K walk through the dark and cold, a reminder of how fortunate many of us are and a recognition that many aren't as fortunate. Thanks to the mayor and council, this year's walk will start at City Hall in Ladner on February 25. There are many local organizations that have set up teams to raise money and participate in the walk, but anyone can join in. DeltaSyst is well known for its Christmas programs, but does so much more throughout the year to support people who reach out for help. The money raised from CNOY will go to help seniors and families in Delta who find themselves struggling in the face of increasing pressure and stress. If you want to be part of the coldest night of the year, to do something that will warm your heart and the hearts of so many others, visit CNOY.org and look for Delta's page. After all, on the coldest night, we'll probably be walking amongst the cherry blossoms, like those on my neighbor's tree. Brad Sherwin, MBA, is a longtime resident of South Delta, and has over 30 years' experience in marketing, public relations and business strategy. He teaches post-secondary marketing, coaches hockey goalies and is past president of DeltaSyst.